Rest in peace, President Hage Geingob, and know that your legacy will endure.
It's 7:15 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. We did mention that World Kidney Day is we're actually already in the week itself already.
We're in the week of
observing World Kidney or the importance of kidney from the 11th until the 16th. And the person that is best advised, tell us everything that we need to know about World Kidney Day and the observation a week between or from the 11th until the 16th. We've got one of our favorite doctors, Dr. Kalunga, online right now. Good morning, good doctor.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are great, girl. How does it feel to just wake up, be fabulous, and a doctor today?
It's surreal, I tell you. Now, it's so wonderful for you to have me on.
Of course. Awesome. I mean, you earned it. My good
Thank
doctor,
you.
You need to tell us about this week, why this week is so special, and why it's so important for Namibians to know about this week leading up until the 16th of March.
All right. So on Thursday marks World Kidney Day for 2024. So we thought as Kidney and Dialysis Specialist Center would actually celebrate the whole week. This is important because this year's theme is Kidney Health for All, Advancing Equitable Access to Care and Optimal Medication Practice. So really this is the ethos of what we're about. We're currently now in 7 regions. So we've really been, over the last 5 to 6 years, we've been trying to take care kidney care, quality kidney care out to the Namibians in all over Namibia in the different regions. So now this week what we decided is to conduct free screening. So throughout Monday and Saturday, across all our centers. We actually started yesterday in Otapi and Sumut, and today we're in Rehoboth, tomorrow Hobabis, Thursday Windhoek, Friday Kidmans, and Saturday in Katima Mlilo. So we're trying to find out awareness, how much do people know about kidneys, kidney disease, the risks, how many of them get screened, because with kidneys it's important to be screened early, because initially you really do not have any symptoms. By the time you start to exhibit symptoms, your kidney disease is already advanced. So we're trying to assess the knowledge base, we're trying to educate, and we're also going to screen those people and individuals that might be already at risk for developing kidney disease.
Yeah, and you know what, that's actually what my follow-up question was going to be. What are some of those symptoms that we, you know, need to look out for? Perhaps, you know, let me phrase it this way. You know what they say, prevention is better than cure, right?
Absolutely.
What can we as Namibians do starting today to better take care of our kidneys?
Okay, so one of the things that we're going to do is what we're conducting this week, screening and awareness. So one of the things that as Namibians you need to do is you need, every time you visit a healthcare clinic, please have your blood pressure checked, have your blood sugar checked, have your urine checked. It's a simple dipstick urinalysis, which is a window to your kidneys, and it gives us a lot of information before you even start to develop the symptoms that you might have kidney disease. Healthy lifestyle, so healthy foods, you know, drink healthy drinks, exercise. For those people that might be a bit overweight, it means some lifestyle changes to work on your weight. So these are very, very important. If you're already diabetic, you've got high blood pressure, those are already risk factors. You make sure those are well controlled and you visit your healthcare provider often. So these are some of the things that we can do as Namibians, and this involves healthy eating as well.
Yeah. How often per year should one go for kidney screenings?
So at least once a year, you should have, you know, your vitals, blood pressure checked, your sugar checked, your urine checked. And then if you're already at risk, this then increases, you know, so it increases to twice a year, three times, even four times. So according to your care provider. The other thing that's important is to avoid over-the-counter drugs, so medications. So things like pain medications, a lot of times people are in pain and they take a lot of pain medications. the kidneys are very sensitive. So we have to be very careful what we take, because those things that we take every day for pain could be actually detrimental to our kidneys, especially if you're already at risk for kidney disease.
Mm. Okay, so today the team is out in Rehoboth. Tomorrow you are out in Gobabis. And when are you in Windhoek?
On Thursday.
And this is at the dialysis and consulting practice.
Yes, we are on 109 John Maynard Street in Windhoek West.
Is it across the church?
The church.
Oh, yes, that's close to my place. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
My
good doctor, can you help us with a number just in case we can send in private inquiries to perhaps arrange for timing and so on for screening?
Yes. So we've got three numbers you can use. The first one is 461-400-200.
Oh, that's easy. 461-400-200. Okay.
All right.
Then 061-442.
Yes.
442-750.
Mm-hmm.
And 442-752.
Okay, got it.
All right, Dr. Kalunga, thank you so much for the work that you do, you and your team. Kidney health for all, exceptionally important this Thursday.
Yeah.
We will have a laser focus on the subject of kidney health. Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to having you in Windhoek on Thursday.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fantastic. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Next time you're here at the airport.